And thank you for calling customer service. This is Brandon. I'm giving you a call back. Can I have your zip code to pull up your account?
24136.
Okay, can I get your first name and your last name?
David Love.
And your zip code is 24136.
Right.
Okay. Hey, do you have an account with us?
No, first time.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, I don't know what's going on. I tried to make an order for that scope, and they keep saying I got the wrong address, and, you know, I ought to know my own address.
So you tried to order online and it says you have the wrong address?
Right. Got everything filled out. And I processed the order and they keep saying I got the wrong address.
Okay. And do you think the address is spelled incorrectly? Did you make sure everything is spelled correctly?
I double checked everything.
And what website were you on?
Sir?
What's the name of that website you're on?
I don't know. I just seen it advertised and I filled it out.
Okay. Well, what I recommend you, sir, is probably try using a different address.
Well, if I use a different address, it'll go somewhere else.
You don't have any other address you can use?
No.
Okay, well, you probably want to try refreshing the page.
I don't know. Unless I got the email right, unless I didn't. Would it do that if I had the email wrong, one letter off or something?
No, sir. The order should still go through with an incorrect email. Probably want to make sure your card information is correct.
That something ain't right then, because I give them my correct address. And it still keeps popping up that I give them the wrong address. I done went through it two or three times, you know. So I guess I'll forget about it.
Okay, well, you probably want to try making sure everything is correct, sir. Going through everything to make sure it's correct.
Okay.
Try using a different device.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
All right, anything
thank
else I can do for you?
That's about it.
All right, have a good day, and thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you.